And now this is a dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, QB, K-U-B-E, November 1643. Address as a letter, Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, follow up for Mr. QB. Underline primary amyloidosis, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit in March. Done sinus congestion, clear to yellowish sputum, no fever or blood. Occasionally nose bleeding. A trial of amoxicillin, now doxycycline. A stable dyspnea on oxygen 3 liters. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no gross edema, other review system negative. Medication review. I will highlight the choric as the only blood pressure medicine on cholesterol treatment. Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 135, blood pressure 128/77, no local iral wheezing, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness or masses, no gross edema, severe kyphosis, but no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, November, creatinine 1.8, which is baseline, a normal sodium potassium, acid base, a normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal glucose, present GFR 40, anemia around 11 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, primary amyloidosis, stable over time. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Next number, symptoms of sinusitis, rhinitis, without evidence of respiratory failure. Nothing to suggest pneumonia, pleural effusion. Next number, enlargement of the prostate on treatment. Next number, severe kyphosis is stable over time. Okay to use antihistamines for the upper respiratory symptoms. Try to avoid decongestants if possible. End of dictation.